Okay, the sugya was Toichen al Yidei Shinui. That's the sugya. What type of Shinui? When? Where? What? Shinui? Alright, so let's see Toichen al Yidei Shinui. Shin Chaf Aleph, Siv Zayin is the Mekar. There it says clearly that there's Aloch of Shinui. Mutu Ladach Pilpulin, Afilo Harbi Yachad, Vuhu Shidoichen Bekato Shal Sakin, or Bekairo. As long as you're crushing them with the handle of the sakin, ubikaira with the plate. Okay. So the first thing we were medayik yesterday, and I want to start again with this laduch. You know, we're talking about teichin. Teichin is to grind. The mechaber used the lashon laduch. Is laduch the same as teichin? Obviously, it's aser al teichin. But is it the same exact thing as teichin? It's a little different. Pressing, smashing, crushing. We're going to discuss this. But let's just begin with the Lashon. Mutu Laduch. Is it a starke diuk? No. Could you mechadish halachas from it? No. But it, once you understand the chilukim of the cases, you see Laduch is an interesting case. It's a separate case, and we'll soon see. And of course, Yerakis might not be Laduch. That's what I really want. You understand? By Yerakis, it's not Laduch. Laduch is crushing to make a tavlin. Mm-hmm. Mashing is not smashing. Crushing is not squashing. It's different. And we're going to get to it a little bit later. I worked on it. Okay. The next nekuda also, I think it's important to point out, the word pilpulin. Pilpulin is a specific case. Why don't you just talk about all your rakas, talk general. Pilpulin is pepper. It's to make a tavlin called pepper. Now, avadit suadin all tavlinim. I don't mean to medayik pilpulin lafuki other tavlinin. And this itself is in the Mishnah Berurah klar. Mishnah Berurah siv kan chav gimel. The imhu seichik pilpulin v'shar tavlin b'machtesh es kedarkai. So you see clearly it's not only pilpulin. You see it's even what? Shar tavlin. He says it clearly. So the Mishnah Berurah is already saying that even though the Mechaber used the Lashon Pilpul, Pilpul is Lav Dafka. It's all Tavlinim. But not Yerakis, though. He doesn't say Vuhadin Yerakis and V'chule V'chule, right? Now, you could just say it happens to be because he's talking about Pilpul and then Tavlin and we're talking about crushing. I says, Machteshes, okay, you're right. You're not so right, and I'll tell you why. I thought about it and I realized, because if you look at the next Shtickel Mishnah Berurah, in Chof Hei, after he talks about the two shinui, which we discussed yesterday, how many shinui do you need to be materit? One or two? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Bekata shel sakin u bekaira. So the Magen Avraham says, L'chayritz mashmi, need two shinuyim. Right? A normal... No, he says the Lashon, wait. I didn't say the Magen Avraham, I said the Magen Avraham, says the Lashon. And the Lashon is mashma, l'chayra, that you would need two. Says the Magen Avraham, it's not muchach because it's either or, katan shel sakin, or a bekaira, and then bekaira becomes not into what you're doing it, but with what you're doing it. For example, you're taking the back of the plate and you're crushing it. All right, so this is two examples of shinui, weird. Okay, shinui different. And when I say weird, I said a bedafka because the Rishonim say it's the shinui gomer. Shinui gomer, it's klar, it has to be shinui. What?
So the Rashi brings it down, the
Rishonim
bring down.
Yeah, it's part. I told you, it's often a Rishonim. I think the Bishayisa brings in the Shibeli. I like it's often a Rishonim. Otherwise, it'd be awesome in Drabonim. It has to be a real Shinui. It has to be really mamish out of the norm, okay? So therefore, Katosh shel sakin oi kaira, which means the back of the plate. Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says, Del Yerab is chaylik, and he's machmir like Del Yerab, the Mishnah Berurah, that you attack and need what? You attack and need two Shinuyim, which we discussed in great length yesterday. We mechadish chedush ma'pizza, which we'll get to in a few moments. I'll call upon him. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kosvach roinim, the davka bekata the sakina hu de tiru lod chapilplin. Avalachte chayisim besakin dak dak? Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Why would to cut it would be aser? Says the Mishnah Berurah, k'may b'yerek. So you see that the Mishnah Berurah is already trying to tie the case of Pilpul to the case of Yerek. So don't come and tell me, it's a ton, it's yet a ton. It has a lot to do. I'll tell you even more. The Sharatzin on the bottom Sivkat Lamed says, how far do we compare it to Yerek? Do we compare it to Yerek that maybe it should be Mutter La'alter or not Mutter La'alter? So you see that this is a separate case of Yerek. It's not the same case of Yerek, but could be it's B'daima L'Yerek. You see clearly, you see the Mishnah Berurah says it has the same Allah as Yerek. Just like by Yerek, there's also Dak Dak. So here too will be also Dak Dak. And then maybe he says, I don't know how far you want to go. Do you want to Atmimat with Lauter or not Lauter? Because by Yerek it could be a Shail of Lauter, Siv Kat Lamed in the Sharat Tzion. You see it? Hinim Magan Avram Tzion, I'll say, I can see the way to Yerek Legamri. Completely to Yerek. Well, if he's Epshul Hakil, Besakin. Bishakavanosoi Lechoil Alter Kamoy Hosom. What? That's a very good question. I don't even know that was part of my question really yesterday. That it's so bizarre the shinui here that it's really different than Yerek. How do you compare it to regular Yerukas? And that's really the heart of the shayla that we asked yesterday. And I want you to know that I know that the Olam in the wine thinks, yeah, I say Chedushim, and Ramosha brings it in the tshuva in a bracket. You forgot, you didn't read the whole tshuva. When I saw the tshuva, I jumped. It's there. You read the bracket with the Chazanish, what he argues on the Chazanish. He says this clearly. It's clear. This Karelis says, Moirit, also Kalacha Yad. It's there. It's a Shailat. How could you compare it to Yerek? What do you want from Yerek? You know, when you make pilpulin, it's only b'machteshes, it's only with a crusher. So if you do it with a spoon or a knife, you know, even looks at, especially the back of the knife, the guy looks and goes, well, it's a shinui. But to squeeze a yerek into a plate, where's your shinuyim? What are you talking about? We're going to get to it. You see? For years, I told you, for years it was bothering me. It bothered me for years. And I know every time I speak about it, everybody says, yeah, but everybody says it. So what? Who cares what everybody says? I mean, it has to make sense. Rashiva brings it down. Kalachi. I'll show you how the Rashiva brings it down. I'll show you how Mr. Karelis brings it down. I came fully loaded and equipped. Okay. Al-Kapanu Abaisai, is pilpul different than Yerek? Reb Shapsi has a mahalach that it's different, and it's gewaldig. Only I went through it. Reb Shapsi, tovi alecha bracha. A, that you mechavin, to say such good stuff. And B, is you really opened up the sugi for me. I don't know why, I was dancing around these nekudas, and I never saw it. Then when I saw it, I chopped it after you said it, and then I said, you know what, I gotta look for rice, and I found rice for it. Before Shariah, so we'll talk, okay? So Al-Kapanim, what are the shinuyim rabbeisai? What are they? So the first shinuy is katos shel sakin. Katos shel sakin. The second shinuy is kairo. Magen Avraham says it's not a shinuy, it's oy oy. Okay, whatever. It's a separate. What? But if you learn that it's bikaira too, so it's into a plate. That's what it says here.
On a plate or with a plate?
In a plate. Bikaira. No, if you learn that it's oy oy, so it's with a plate. And if you learn that you need two shinuyim, it's bikaira into the plate. Into the plate. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, Taka Paskins, that not like the Magen Avraham, says clearly, the first tikkun in Chaf Hei. Do not paskin like this Magen Avraham. That you attack and need what, Rabbeisai? You need two shinuyim. You need two shinuyim. Okay. Not only do you need two shinuyim, Rabbeisai, like the Mishnah Berurah, but they have to be real shinuyim. Because you have to be mezak mitharnis. You have to suffice, and you have to be, what's the right word in English? You got to do justice to what the Beis Yosef brings from the Shibali Alekid, that every shinu is also midrabana. Why all of a sudden is a shinu here mutter midrabana? And the Teretz is a shinu gamar. So you need two shinuyim with a shinu gamar. Okay? Otherwise, A, you don't have the Beis Yosef, so you don't have the Beis Yosef's shinu gamar. And you also don't have the Magen Avraham's. Okay, I say the Magen Avraham, but let's say the Eliyahu Rabbah, Mishnah Berurah's Shtei Shinuyim. According to this, we asked, Hayitachin, that we could talk about smashing bananas. Okay, forget about the Shiloh, if bananas, Bechlal is Shaykh to Teuchin, Machloikis, Ramayshan, Chazanish, we spoke yesterday. But on the side that it's Shaykh to Teuchin. How could you bechlal talk about bananas and vegetables and squeezing them with the back of a knife or back of a spoon? Or what kind of shinu is that? The plate is regular. Where else do you want to do it? It's not like a machteshes, where you have to take pilpul and make it and grind it. It's something that needs to be ground in a machine. How could you compare that to shinui if you take your plate and just squeeze it, and you know, and I'll do it the back of a spoon. That's called two shinuyim to you. I was matmiya all my life, and I don't understand that. I'm amish. I don't chop it. I don't chop. The whole world brings down. Kata de sakina. What is kata de sakina? That's, you're going to compare this to the pilpul, to the sugi of kata de sakina. What are you talking about? It's tutsachot b'chol. Pilpul's a grinder. You need a grinder. It's a pilpul. You know what it is to crush a pepper. You need to make it into pepper. It's a process. You're going to compare it to squeezing a squash, a banana. What are you talking about? And the shinui is what? The back of the fork. And if the back of the fork is vast, that's a grace of shinui, and that's two shinui. Okay. Where did I find this? Take out the Igros Moshe. Take it out. I brought them here. You see, Ramosha's tshuvas actually belong in the Aron Kodesh. That's the truth. Igros Moshe belongs actually in the Aron Kodesh, if you want to know the truth. But being that we need it, you know, it's... So we keep them over here. Okay, so look at the Igros Moshe. Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet. Toichen. Ois Beis. When he brings the Chazay Nish. In the middle of the paragraph. Don't go. Just go all the way to the end. To the end of that paragraph. The Chazay Nish. Then you'll see brackets. You see the little brackets there? Okay, before the brackets, let me set you up for the brackets. He brings the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says, bananas! There's a problem, and Ramesha says, maybe it's not a problem, bananas, because it's not called Shnei Chalokim. You're not making it into two pieces, it becomes one piece. Then he attacks the whole Yisoid of the Chazanish, that Al Yedei Katav Sakina, you could do a banana. Why? Go ahead, read. What's he asking? He needs that
design.
That's what he's asking. Who asked you this question? Me. This is what I'm screaming for the last 2 days. I don't understand what he forgot. Siv Zion. What's he talking about? Huh? You're killing me. What are you taking away? You see the Shiva Zatzal Etzim Zach. What's Vilst? That's called. That's not the shinui of pilpul. That's not the case of Shini of Pilpul. What's he talking about? That's not the case of Shini of Pilpul. What's he saying, Bechlau? Sokto Shiva Zatzal. Ah, Meyerdik. Sokto Shiva, if that's Bederech Choyel, that's what he's trying to say, that's how they normally do it. Elamai, you're doing a little different, you're doing it with the back of the fork. That's what he's asking. That's mamash what he's saying. That's how they normally do it. What is different? What? The back of the fork? What, who are you playing games with? That's a Sheena Majab Adnan. Mayurdik, huh? I found you, Makar. Mayurdik, this is it. Truth is, I should really go home now because my job is with my work is done. I have to give you a mahalo. Okay. So the truth is, Hagayin Reb Shapsi, I love you dearly, Memes, with all my heart. I can't tell you how much the schus I have. The few guys that hang around that I learn from you guys. I'm telling you. They actually gave me Matana Toiva. Alright? Reb Shapsi wants the Taina vote. He said it yesterday, Givaldik. And again, I don't know, in my mind, I used to dance around these Nakudas, and I didn't see it clear. I don't know why. But the Abish obviously gave me Shas HaKoisha, that you should be here, that you should.
It
huh?
I spell it if you're running the Kagain, then there's some mistake.
Okay. Pilpul needs two shinuyim. Everything else does not need two shinuyim. Ah, Givaldik. Ah, you'll ask. Mechtesa. It sounds like my chedushim already. It sounds like my kulis. Yeah, what does it mean? Teretz is like my kulis. There's Makairis for it, and it's good. And I'll explain to you why. First of all, the word laduch. Okay. Notice, laduch is a process of crushing. It's something different. It's making a tavlin. That's why the Mechaber talks laduch, and that's why he talks about pilpul and not yirokas, because squashing a banana or potato is not this. And only over here, maybe you need tushinuim. And what would be my raya? The Goyin says it clearly. The Goyin in Sif Tes says pilpul needs two tushinuim. So the Goyin, but melach, the next Sif, does not need two shinuyim. That if in case you want to crush Melach, it doesn't need two shinuyim. Zis vitzuka. Gewaldig. Ah, so Melach zakrab shapsi gewaldig. Could be. It can sein that Yerakis taka doesn't need two shinuyim. So Kata the Sakina that the Paiskim all the Achrenim today, they all, yeah, the back of the fork. Okay, so that's the answer, because in fact, I don't need to shinui. Okay, Tavlin is a real process. You're talking about crushing Toichin, it's real Toichin.
It's real
making a Tavlin. You're making a Oichel, it's a whole Zach. Salt, you're just smashing a block of salt. What are you doing? That's not the real case of Toichin, Meshava Oichel. The Tichas is equal. It's the idea, Shabbai. You're Tavlin, you're making spices. You're doing what the Toichin of the Beis HaMikdash was. You took something and you made it into flour. Here you took spices and you made it into. Here you're just crushing an entity. What are you doing? You're taking something that's one block, you're making it into two blocks. What was Teichen in the Beis HaMikdash? Teichen was that they took and they ground it and they made it into flour. This also, I took pilpul and I made it into pilpul. I made it into tavlinim. Mashenki melach, which means I just broke up a block of salt. It's much, much less. Reb Shapsi, what's the problem with this? That the Mishnah Brura brings the Goyin and he paskins not like the Goyin. Actually, I don't know if he even brings the Goyin. He paskins not like the Goyin. Let's take a look and see if Katan Chav Ches, where the Mishnah Brura says clearly that here too you'll need two shinuyim. By Melach, just like you need the two shinuyim, by what? By the case of Pilpul. Siv Katan Chav Ches. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Brura, the Shel Sakin, right? Ain Kaita Melabim Mother Shalates Avner Smarasiku Biyat Shel Sakin. Zok the Mishnah Brura. Bi Rasik Bikaira. So he brings both things. Kaira. Chavches, no? And he says clearly, just like Pilpul and Achrayim. So you see clearly that he's not paskening this Goyin that Reb Shapsi wants in Mechalik between Melach.
Little different than
okay, so that's the end of the shit. That you didn't tell me last night.
But I didn't know the Rav was talking to him.
All right, we're going to discuss that. The vital is a goyin. Now you want to say Yerik is different. I found the Makar for that
the
also.
I found it.
The sug is gewaldig. Today is my wedding day. Give me a mazel tov. Anybody who passes by should give me mazel tov. Today I feel just like I had a child today. That's how happy I am. What should I do?
Need a
minion. And I want you to know, because of that, I did so many chasadim back to the other. I took care of every guy that asked me, including you. I took care of everybody that asked me for anything. Today, got it. It was like a yoima, like how do you say the day?
Only I
would have
known.
Today, I spent hours helping people. Any guy that ever asked me for the toiva got it today. B'yoyim chasnusay, b'yoyim simchas libay. What? That shkia is over. That's it. Within shkia. All right. See good. Okay. Let's go weiter. Kitzer.
What can you just say? That it's marasayim. Anytime you use matesha, it's also. Salt is like a yard. There's no problem with crushing salt. If you want to use a matesha, yeah.
Yeah, but he says clearly, like pilpul. He compares it to pilpul, and the pilpul is a two shinuyim, though. According to the guy, you don't need two shinuyim. You don't need it.
But
it's more than that. He even says clearly, you need two shinuyim. He speaks out that not only sakin, but you need the kaira also. He says clearly, b'kaira al gabi shulchan. So what more do you want? It says it clearly. You missed. Did he miss? Today is Yom Simchas Libay. I got the sugya klar. I got it klar. Baruch Hashem. What we spoke yesterday.
I mean,
the tshuva. I'm going to be masbi every line in the tshuva. It's gewaldig. No, you have the tape. You listened to the beginning on tape. So listen. But try not to. I'll give it to you. Try not to shter the mahalach hamachshava. I need it's my chasen.
The rose.
Let's cook my mazel tov. Let's cook my mazel tov. I got the sugi club. What are you talking about? First time in my life. My whole life, I never understood the sugi. I'm telling you, every time I learn it, I feel it's a nish. Epis is nish. It's a shver sugi. It was tutsachap, the cases. I don't know.
He says also to.
Lamiret, listen to me. Ramesh, let me tell you where you're holding that. And I proved it to him. I showed him from Moshe. It's taka not so posh. To squeeze with the back of a knife a vegetable. That's not a shini. It's not true. You need two shinuyim. Like I asked you yesterday, Moshe brings in the tshuva and the brackets when he ties against the chazanish. Okay. You missed the whole beginning. You'll get it on the tape. Now, al kapanim, you can't come and tell me that pilpul is different. While the Mishabura is zaknit azeh. Mishabura compares melach to pilpul. And see, cut and chavches. Says it clearly. And he brings the guy in the sharetzin, and he's chay. You see, he's chaylik on him. You can't lechayer say shabbos mahalach. All right. Efshe, Rabbi say, kemezogin no chashtikal mahalach. No chashtikal mahalach. That we have taketushinuyim. Why? Lemoshel, let's you have a potato. Yeah. So the way you would do. Kaitish, toichin, squeezing, could be it's in the pot, but to do it in a plate, a single plate, maybe it's also shinai. For example, when you're crushing potatoes, right? So let's say you use the back of the fork. So where's your second shinai? Maybe instead of doing it in the big pot, the serving plate, you do it in a singular plate. Afshadas is the shini from Kai. I don't like it that much, but I can tell you we can tsushdal nachasnif to that. Because if you look at Sif Yud Beis, it says clearly that there's a machlaikis if you're allowed to do to smash it altar. If you're allowed to do toichen for the altar. Okay, so in Sif Yud Beis, the Ramah brings down that it's mut, and the Mishabura says nishtazoi. Okay, that's the sharatzin on the bottom that says that is it doim liyarik that maybe la'alta's mutter, maybe la'alta's not mutter. Bemis it's a shitas ramah that la'alter's mutter. So it could be when you do it in the plate, it's la'alter. So you have the het of the ramah of la'alter. If you do it in the pot, so that's cool. You're doing it not la'alter for eating right this minute. You're doing it to prepare it. But if you do it in a plate, so you have the het of la'alter, plus you have the heter that it's on top of it that you're doing with the kat of the sakina. So mela together, maybe that's why they say one shinui is good enough. Do I like it? No. But I could hear that a poisk would talk like this. Nochalamaisis, it's not clear that l'alter's usher. There is a ramah that's mat l'alter. The plate is called very much l'alter. And a chanami. If you do it in the big pot, or you do it in the serving bowl, all right, maybe that's called not l'alter. And then a chanami, you'd natakani two shinuyim. What? Yud base, Ramon Yud base. Okay, so if see if Yud base. Okay, Ulafiza, if you want to take on this, I don't really like it, but if you say it, it would come out of very big chiddush. Then in a chanami, kata de sakina won't help you in the pot or in the serving plate. You would have to put it in your own bowl, and maybe that would be the heter of kaira. Knows that's not like machteshes together with its crushing bowl. You see, I'm trying to make it two shinuyim. From the pounder, what do you call that? The hammer and the bowl that you hammered in.
The mortar and the
pestle. What do you call the mortar and the pestle? Very good. I forgot about that. That's good. The mortar and the pestle. Does some stuff in English bichalach? No, they bring mortar and pestle over there. Probably. Okay. See, this is what I miss out from the bichalach. The mortar and the pestle. You have the Weisweg and mortar and pestle. All right. I'll kapon him. The mortar and the pestle. I get away with by taking a kat to the sakina. And a regular plate, especially like it's a plastic plate, you know, I'm sorry, plastic plate, a bowl, that's not mamish like tisha. But and a chanami, if I do it in the big pot, maybe, yeah, I don't like it. But it would come out of chiddush that it would be also taka to do, bekat the sakina inside the big pot. Okay.
That's a full use of the pot?
That's what I'm trying to say. That would be the way you're doing it. When you prepare mashed potatoes, how do you prepare mashed potatoes? You take the maducha, the big crusher, that thing that crushes, right? Has a like a strainer, and you put it in the pot, and you crush it in the pot, and then you serve it. So to get away from that, maybe if you put it in a regular small plate and use the katas hakina, there's your two shinuyim. And then in a chanami, you shouldn't crush it. Even the katas hakina, where in the big pot, or even in the serving bowl. And let's say you have a big serving bowl and you put the potatoes and you crush it. That's called uvdin dechayil in the halach of ketisha and the iser of pilp. I could hear poiskim talk like this. I could hear it. It's something that I hear, but I don't like it. Okay. I want to show you what Rav Nissen Karela does with this kasha. Frek Rav Nissen Karela, it's, you know what I mean? But it's mamish the way it's done b'chayil. So what are you talking about? What, a little bit that you changed the socket? He says, "Amayir de kavart, Rabbi Yisai. Amayir de kavart," and it opens me up to the sugya. V'nira, perik shnei masa teichin, hilchas Shabbos chelak aleph. V'nira sh'af la'adam, shemurgel v'mois ha'choy l'gar ma'al ha'banana idei kata de sakina. What about the people who do it anyway with the back of the fork? There are people who do it. We're soon going to learn about this. Rav Shlomo Zalman learns that anyway it should be done with the back of the fork. It's easier. He says people do it not with the... You mentioned this yesterday, and I heard it passing, that fakert, the shina is because the spoon, you can't do it with the spoon, it's better to do it with the back of the spoon. Remember you said that? Rav Shlomo Zalman says it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's easier to do with the back. He's saying the same thing. He says, I, Lamaisa, the Velt does it anyway. Adam Murgul be Maisa Chal to do it with the back, so what's the whole shina today? So what... Yesh lahatel lelasis came b'Shabbos. You ready? Kivon demiuch be'oifin zeh hu pe'ula kasha. V'lachem mikrashim. You have no idea what lays in these words. You don't even understand. When I saw it, I go, oy, oy, oy. I hit this nekuda yesterday. I asked you, what is the shinui? Is the shinui in the kli that you're using? Or shinui is in the way it's doing it? It's difficult. Remember I asked you, what's the shinui? This is. What? Don't laugh at me anymore, Rabbi Yisai.
Who's laughing?
It's okay, you can laugh. I'm kidding. I'm excited. And a person's chasing a Megan Adnazoi.
And mentioned Megan Lachneich.
Okay, who cares? If you knew what really goes on in my heart, I don't care. I promise you, I don't care. Me and the Rabbi Shloimeh, and that's it. I don't care about anything else. Nothing else worries me or bothers me. Here it is. Mikrishinui, no? You want to know something? When people laugh at me, I feel better. I'll tell you the truth. Rambam is. Why? My Zaydi told me that the Chafetz Chaim used to say, Vos v'chin zay mit Yisrael mei alas et lovay, vos eb kem lush gakim v'zyaynis. When a person comes lost at lovay, you ever heard the Zog? He comes lost at lovay. Et getan az eifel v'zyaynis de gazach. Yeah. Come on, let's, who are we fooling? We're people, we're shvacha menschen, yeah? We come to Shemayim. The malachim, the zacha, oy vey, what's going to be up there? So what's going to be mechapan? This guy didn't want me, the shidduch didn't want this guy gave me a bizayin berab mazay, you know? Givaldik. Chavetz Chaim used to say, when you come to Shemayim, your last rebbe, couldn't you give me a little more? A bissel meriyistum. They say, Chavetz Chaim brings us down, that the marshal, you know, it's in the sefer, that the malachim are going to come and they're going to say, oh, his guy's full of aveiros. So then they'll say, you know, let's bring in the yisurim. And the scales are tipping. And a tiny drop more, it still didn't. And he says, Rebbeinish Laila, you couldn't give me one more patch. Nach abisl yisurim, you couldn't give me. Come last and love and say, "Vayish nachashtikol b'zayda." So what? Now what? Okay, gevaldik. Okay.
It's a good, it's a geshmack of what there's an essential kasha. Yeah. If something works on himself to the degree that he's not affected by b'zaynus, still gets affected.
Okay, let's go back to this. Now, this is just agavuch. Come on.
What's that?
I tell you what he means. It doesn't make a difference. Not halamaisis.
That's difficult.
It's difficult. Well, it's difficult. That's it's just not.
Why you do it like that?
It's a because,
no.
Does a better job.
Yeah, but it's more difficult.
Does a better job, it's more difficult.
It's more difficult.
He's asking why people usually
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, okay.
It does a better job.
It's a shtickle kasha, he's asking, right? Yeah, but he's saying it. You're talking about a poisik. Whatever it is, he's saying this nakuda, that difficult makes the shinui. Not the different. It's not different. The shini is that it's harder.
It's betzim.
You said this yesterday.
No, I said it's very hard, impossible to do it.
That's what I'm telling you. I heard this from you yesterday. You started to say it, and I remembered when I was preparing this today with the sugya. I was going, you know, Rav Moshe was saying this yesterday with the kapit, and Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. We're going to get to it in a few minutes.
What about the smashing tool? No,
huh?
Have you mentioned before other people?
Yep, so I'm saying, but the point is, it's not easy. Shinui doesn't have to be with what I use. Shinui is difficult. Difficult. Oh. I'll bring you a raya. No, not a raya. I'm just saying this is what we spoke yesterday, that what is the shinui? Lefiza comes out of Meridia Chiddush. That let's say I take a do it by Mishun and it's difficult for me. For example, let's say I take a ribeisen. Yeah. I take otaka regular machteshes. And I take the carrot from under my foot, and or the apple or whatever you Shinu is mutter, no? Doesn't have to be Shinu Gama. It's exactly what you do in the weekdays. But if it's difficult, it becomes mutter, huh?
That becomes mutter? That becomes a
mutter! Eretach mutter! Mutter lasses leib Shabbos. Oh, so l'chayra, the way we learned it should become a drabonim. It's not the Shinu that we learned that the kalim are mishunim, shinim, umishunim, right? It's not that you use weird kalim to do it. It's just you did it in a difficult way. So that's every Shinu, and Shinu should be... Doesn't help me for the Beis Yosef Shibali Aleket that it has to be Shinu Gama, but Eretach, that it's Mutter. He's telling you that it's Mutter.
I'll be with you
on his uncle. Effect their Kasha, yeah?
The back of a fork is the better way, even though it's hard.
Inside is the better way. That's what people do.
Even though there's such a thing called a smasher, right?
Right.
That the same Pa'ula more is accomplished, it's larger.
Right, but most people do it quickly.
So
when they
don't have it handy.
Well, people don't have it handy. It's definitely
so
more difficult.
For sure it's okay to use.
That's what he's saying. It's mutter because it's more difficult, and that becomes the shinui.
No, that strainer or that smasher for sure is okay to use.
In case you do it in a way that it's difficult?
If I'm able to use a fork, right, which he said...
No, but the smasher is the regular way. That's not difficult.
He says the back of the fork is the normal way.
Yeah, but it's still shinui because it's hard to do it with that. It's difficult to sit there and smash something with a thing.
Isn't a shinui also something that's not the normal way?
Yeah, but that's what you see. He's learning that the shinui over here is more about difficult. The kata de sakina, you see how he's learning the sugi, it's married. The kata de sakina is not different. It's difficult.
It's harder.
Kata de sakina is about harder. And you dance at a chasen, you're allowed to take off your hat.
I'm not so sure.
That you're not allowed to dance at a chasen and take off your hat?
Yeah. No.
That's not so sure. He's saying it.
I'm not so sure.
Okay, so...
It could be what he's saying is like this. That Avada, we're using the Kalim, the Katav Sakina, the Ataka, irregular. But
he says it's the normal way of doing during the week.
So the fact that it's Pula Kasha brings back
however you want to learn it, I see one thing. It's not only about the Kalim. It's about difficulty. That's what I wanted. And therefore, my shaila is what happens...
I don't know if that's what he's saying.
Okay.
It could be what he's saying is that there's a problem here. Even though it's an irregular Kalim, but what do we do? What do we do?
I'm not Kalim
to
take it from them.
What do we do?
People just need a Kali also.
Huh?
If I have a Kali, which is a Chalal, that would be also.
Oh, so I'm masking with you.
Even though it's kosher.
I'm masking. But could you just wait 1 minute? You want your two shinuyim? Maybe you got it that way. Use kata de sakina and hold it in a way that's mishun. Maybe you can have the two shinuyim that way.
Both of them together equals one shinigoda. We're not going to have two shinuyim.
I don't really care what you think. All I'm saying is, I see. No, I don't mean it that way. What I meant to say is, I don't care. I didn't mean it that way. It came out the wrong way. I don't care what you do with this. I just want to get this nakuda out. Kata de sakina is about difficulty. It's not about shinu kalim. And that's why my thing is the yisoidus. I want to get to how you want to play and dance around, dance the way you like to dance. Everybody dance the way they want.
For me, I do it. It's still called shinu kalim.
Right, but it's a kalim.
How do you need the
kalim?
How about you need the kalim and avad the kalim? It's not true. You're saying two different things. I'm not saying you don't need the kalim. But I'm saying...
I do it, it's still shinu.
Kata de sakina, the yisoid of the shinu of kata sakina is not the kalim. Doesn't say that. He says it's the tercha. That's what I want. Okay, let me go weiter, because that's what it says. That's what it says. What should I do? You don't like what it says, so you rip it out and you write something else. Now, they stay. Okay. I have a gewaldige raya. to the Yesod, that it's about the Keli and not about the difficulty. Remember I told you, I was handling this Nikudiyesi in the Mechaber. Is the Shinui, before, by the way, I tried to get a hold of Rabbi Zviel Orbach today. So I don't know, some Orbach came to the phone. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's a brother or a nephew or something. And he told me someone Adas wrote a sefer on Hilchas Shabbos or something with pictures or someone with pictures. The one who writes the pictures on what you call it on no the pictures of Lulvan Esrig. There's an Adas that wrote on the Lulvan Esrig. That's the Adas wrote the pictures on Lulvan Esrig.
Yeah.
So he has some sefer on Shabbos with pictures.
Oh, those fans we like it. I saw they learn that.
With pictures, something with pictures, basically. So he says over there, I don't know, I think he says his uncle or something, I don't know who it is. Some Orbach came to the phone, he didn't let me speak to him Israel. But he said that if you look over there, he says that a shinui, if you do taka this with a shinui, it's taka also medrabona. Because that's not called shinui, and it's called shinui medrabona. That's Ramosha shinui. That's shinui goma, that's matir.
What?
If you take the ribaisen. And you put with your hand crooked or something.
The greater.
So I'm just.
Boom, cash.
But because this svara, whatever it is, it's two different dinim and shinu. So then what's the din shinu here? Not so much the difficulty, the kalim that you use. If you learn that it's the difficulty, or you learn it's the kalim that you use.
So it's machlekes?
And I'll show it to you. Yeah, I'll show it to you, Klar. Take out the Rosh Hashiva's tshuva. Yeah? Teichin Oiz Beis. Shiva speaks about, could be, it's easier to do it with the end of the fork or the knife more than to do it with the spoon, with the main part. Like we'll soon see from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that it's true. It's easier to do it with the back than to do it with the spoon. With a fork, it's much easier. Everybody knows a fork is easy. But let's say on a spoon. You said this to me yesterday. Ramosha brings this down. And says Ramosha, and afal pikein, it's still considered a shinui. Why? Because it's a shinui in the kli that you use. You did it, the kli, differently. Wow.
Yeah.
That's not ishtamshus of this kli.
With the knife.
That's myridik. You don't even understand what this is. You're not even happy. A spoon is meant to be used this way, with the spoon side. The fact that you took and used it with the other side is not the shiva. That's called the shinui. So what he sees learning? So what is he learning? That the shinui is not about hard. For Kennedy's saying it's easier to do with the back. The shinui in the kli, in the kalim that you use. Here, I spoke this to you yesterday. This was the whole Nakuda yesterday. Is the shinui in the way you're doing it, or is the shinui in the kalim? You saw the Shiva's words. You saw it.
No,
fast. No. Give it to me. Where are you? Here it is.
He's on the right side.
You have a different. Oh, no, it's right. Here it is. The lechoyra kaf atzmoi. Vakato shavin lin yukoyshi aschiko. For difficulty, it's the same. U kidim dmani shebekafshu ogl mitacht of koshi yois lisboy. You said it yesterday. I'm going to kiss you for that. You have no idea how beautiful. It's even harder to do with the regular thing. You hear? Abavos afal pikin. My time in Machshav Akata Lishinui, the Ulai Mishum Shu Shinui Be'etzim Melacha is the Oisin Bekath, the Loi Bekatach. You hear what it's saying over here? It's my ridic. This is what I told you. I knew I was hitting the Nakudas yesterday. I knew I was tired. I couldn't fight it out. But it was clear. We're hitting the right Nakudas. Is it about Shinui? Or is it about the Kalim that you use in an Oifin Mishuneh? Underline that. Because that's where the whole sugi is. Okay. You hear, Rebbe Yamin? You hear? Okay. Now, let's continue. whole shayla if you mevashel the yerek and then you memayich. He came out that it's very shayich, that it's not about koishi. And if it is, then it's very possible. So if you do it backwards, maybe it's koishi, it's very difficult. Levain, is it koishi? Right, so the vi. Not why bananas are mutter. Why yerakas are mutter. We're still holding, we're moving along this nakuda. What is the shini of kata? What is it? What is it? What is bechlal the shini of kata? Different kalim. It's not about difficulty. Right. If you read into their words, but the yisoid is really in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it about the kalim? Or is it about the shini of what? The difficulty. Okay. Let's move along. You'll soon see how it all fits in like a puzzle. It all came clear today.
If it's a different keli, why do you have to do it in Oif
Mishunah? If it's a different keli, who says you have to do an Oif Mishunah and a Chanami? The different keli itself is good.
I thought it was the back of the...
Right, because normally they do it with the front.
No, he said normally you do it with the duchos. So why do you... What can you just use a regular spoon without the handle? The front
of the... Why can't you stam use different keli? So the Teretz says they used to use that keli also. It's also normal.
The Lashon of Moshe, it sounds like he
said use a fork. What Moshe is saying is that use the back of a spoon. That means use the keli in a weird way.
That is the shinu. But the fact that I'm not using a smasher, I'm using a spoon.
That's not enough because some people smash urakis that way. Who has a smasher? That has to be Dafka smasher. Okay. Now let's discuss one more. Next, yes. Okay, so let's now move to the next shtickle of the puzzle. Let's see you memayich. After Bishl, so the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe both say, based on what we saw yet in your tests, that once it's mevushel, you're allowed to squash yerakas. Why? Because it's already tachun mielov. It's already all squashed. And okay, Sai the Chazon Ish and Sai Rav Moshe both stress. Right, Rav Moshe is toichen sifhei. Both stress, but it has to be merusik. You know, it had to come out of the cooking that it's like really squashy. Okay. So I just want to point out.
Potato wouldn't work out.
Wait a second. Oh, so, okay, we'll discuss. Wait a minute. So, you know, I saw that they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the Chazon Ish. Only if it's like demaisa odom, but not if it's natural. Why is the bai mevushel different than a stamask, a soft rot banana? I know that. So Rav Moshe, you gotta let me talk. That's the idea of the shir. Zokta Reb Chaim Kanievsky. No, because it has to be that you did something. You know why I understand Reb Chaim Kanievsky? A male, that's called you did toichen. Oh, that toichen achat toichen. That's if I'm a vashel it, so that means I was matchen it. I understood Reb Chaim's learning it's a mitzias dikedin. Once I'm a vashalitz, it's teichen. And then if I go and I'm teichen again, it's teichen achat teichen. The Rosh Hashiva. Doesn't make a difference, it's teichen achat teichen. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal is learning a little different. He brings in the svar, you saw? He says that it's not the same. When a banana is soft, it's soft. But when you cook a potato, it starts to crack. And me'elov, it's ki'ilu misparik. Me'elov, it's almost 3/4. It's not a din of toichen achat toichen. It's a mitzias dikazach. Look it up. It's good. I worked on it. Because I saw that the Eretz Yisrael dikazach, that they have a kuntres from Chaim Kanievsky. He brings it out over there. Yeah, it's only if you're mevashel biyad because you did it. But what does he mean? He means toichen achat toichen. That means you already did the toichen. Mashenkin, if it was stam squeezy, so then it's not toichen achat toichen. Rashiva is saying, what do you mean? If you mevashel it, it becomes more nitchan than just when it's regular mushy vegetable. Why don't you write it down? It's good. Well, seriously, what are you doing? Schreib! Okay. Now, what is the shir?
So what's
Yeah, okay, I'm saying, you don't have to write that.
So what is Ramosha's?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good story. What? Don't be lazy, don't be tired. Unless it's lazy, tired. This you're not going to hear anywhere else. Come.
So what is Ramosha saying? Yeah, it's a din of this kind of.
Yeah, whenever you mevashel. Oh, so he says, but it has to be very, very soft. He's mechalik in the potato, that has to be very soft. What is the shear? So we said this in Rosh Hashanah, that has to be falling apart. You know what I would tell you, halacha l'maisa? I want to tell you what I feel halacha l'maisa in my own house. Okay, I'd like to tell you what I do halacha l'maisa in my own house. What's the shir? So I'm going to, let's talk. So I'll tell you halacha l'maisa. What do I do in my house? Okay, so I'll tell you like this. Potatoes, I think the ones in the soup. I say, they don't laugh at me, they don't know this. Slow down. The ones in the soup, all right? I don't know how come the island doesn't know this. You know, in Europe, they used to put everything into the soup. Because cool, I think everything went into the soup. No, but they used to put the potato in the soup. And when you're sick, you don't know. So what should I do?
As
I
flick. You have other types of vegetables.
I know. So let me just tell you. So I will talk about all the vegetables. The potato in the soup is not. It's hard. No matter how much you cook it, it's still hard. And that's what Rashi was saying. It has to be. In the chant, it's soft. It's mushy. The chant usually it's mushy. I would say that there's no din of teichin in the chant. It is. Check it. Oh, I'm saying boiling potatoes. Takam usra. Mashiva says it because it has to be very, very soft.
It's interesting.
Boiled potatoes are very soft.
It's not. Rashiva says not. He says not. What should I taste? It's not. He says it has to be very, very mushy. Unless you cook it. Okay, so I want to give set rules.
No,
you could give it.
If you just make boiled potatoes.
Set rules. You ready? In the soup.
Potatoes get very mushy. If you boil that.
Instead of the dafka boil it.
If you boil it, you got to be careful. In the chant, it cooks for so long that it becomes mushy. You're allowed to do it. Now, in the soup itself, the carrot.
It comes less than a banana
in the chant. It's very mushy.
Really?
Mushy.
That's
it's a mushy.
After
okay, now, carrots in the soup, they're usually hard. I don't know how, they don't get that soft. That soft? But I want to tell you, so let's go right. Let's go. Yeah, I'm not going to finish and then I'm not going to feel like the Sheva Brachos are going. You ready? Petrushka. Petrushka's in the soup. That is hard. It's like a potato. It's pretty hard,
what's
you know.
What's
petrushka, the yellow stuff that they.
The white carrot.
The white carrot that they put in the soup. Okay.
Turn
squash that you put in the soup. It's mushy. That's like water. The squash and also something. They put also a yellow potato. What do they call that? You say chestnut or a yellow. What do they call the yams? Sweet potato. Oh, I put sweet potato. That's very soft. Yeah, that's what I would say. The hakadar. That's what I feel. I feel that. The petrus cannot. You won't be able to squeeze it in the soup. Sure, you can eat it. It's gewaldig. Okay. Next, Rabbeisai. Okay, so shh. Rabbeisai, let me finish. Right. Now, squashing the bananas, we told you, Chazanish asks Ramosha's matter. I want to tell you something. The Rashiva says to be chayshish for the Chazanish. You saw it, he says in the next paragraph over there with the banana, he's saying, unless you want to be chayshu with the chazanish. So I sent over one of my talmidim today to Reb David. And Reb David said originally the Rosh Hashiva held that the bananas are asa. Then the Rosh Hashiva held the bananas are mutter. And when people asked him, he never said, Shmi machma for the chazanish. You look at the way it's written in the tshuva, he's just being nicer to the chazanish. That's all it really is. He's saying it agavuchadik. Unless you want to be chayish of the chazanish, he didn't even hold you straight. Chazanish says that you have to be, that bananas you should do it with the kat of the sakina. You should be careful.
And
how
much do you think you do it regular?
Regular. There's no problem. There's no teichin on banana. No, because it's one entity.
You're not
making the two different pieces.
You're making several pieces, not two.
You see the lashon, he brings that down agavuchadik. Unless you want to be chayish for the chazanish, give it to me fierce.
And
then
is what?
Here, right here.
One big mush.
Different source of that,
always,
you know?
Always mush, usually, that's what happens.
If it's very hard, it doesn't.
If it's not very, very ripe, it also breaks out if you like the potato. No? Yeah, but usually you let them. If they're not very ripe, then.
You should do it, because you have to underline everything. L'chein l'maisa.
The baby eats it.
Im efshel ischay. Keep from Ramesh. Let's go. Come, please. Let me talk, please. L'chein l'maisa. Im efshel ischay. Shie toiv latinoi kaz gam bekata. Toiv lasis kain latzis gam shitas achazim.
Toiv.
Yes, Rav David told my Talmud today to tell me that the Shiva never really held that. I mean, he never said that. When people ask him, he says, go smash the bananas.
Turn over the fork.
The what?
Turn over the fork.
No, I don't want to turn over the fork. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. Why should I do it if I don't have to?
No, that's not called Gulant Halacha.
That's right. Why not?
That's
not why not? Why not? Why not? Why will?
Yeah, well.
Okay, let's go back to. So I'm telling you, Reb David told me. I'm telling you a fact. Reb David sent me a message. I sent him over my Talmud today. I should go over to Reb David and ask Reb David.
If I were at Chalmish, you told me not to do this.
Okay, I can't share managed. Okay, let's go back to. Lama Lelman, what do you want from me? I tell you, Allah Chalam Maisa. You want to be Machmir? Go be Machmir. What do you want from me? Go put on 100 pairs of tzitzis, and you'll be a Machmir Shein Kamay. What do you want from me? That's what I'm going to do. I'm telling you a fact that the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said he didn't paskin to anyone to be machmir. I'm trying to tell you a story. I'm telling you a mice show you. Tell you a mice show you. Rosh Yeshiva, could you smash bananas? The answer is yes.
Who picks to
cut
off
the Okay. I know what you want. I'm telling you over a story. I'm just telling you over a story. I'm not telling you to pick. I'm just telling you over a mice show you on the Rosh Yeshiva's tshuva. Okay, now.
Wait till after the
house. Oh, I forgot. You know, I did. I made a mistake. I want to bring you a knife. The knives in my house, you can't tell the difference between
the front and the back.
It's just zigzag in the front. That's all. I mean, it's really, it's one piece of metal.
What do you hold it with?
No, I understand, but I don't mean that. But it's saying you can't tell from far the front and the back. It's one piece of metal. It's not with a yod. It's not with a handle. So yesterday I asked you, maybe that's not called the shino. You know, can't tell the difference, this and that. You know, I was thinking something interesting, and I asked this to ask Reb Azriel. What's the case of Kata de Sakina? Is Kata de Sakina a separate knife, that the regular knife, that's what it means? Or Kata de Sakina is the handle of the Maducha? Yeah.
The handle of Maducha?
Yeah.
Sakina.
The Sakina is considered the smashing part. Maybe we're talking about the same thing, the same Machteshes, the smashing part. Yeah? The handle part of that.
Sakina, what? You used to use a sakin to smash?
Yes, that's called a sakina. Wow. That hammer is called a sakina. Whoever was on the phone, they told me that's
Pashashat.
I agree with you, I learned. We always learned that way.
Awesome. That guy learned always like that.
Let's go back. You have to let me talk a little bit. We have to move. Come. The kids are up, I say. Could be.
There's a chilek. Mr. Brewer is a mechalek between a katashal sakin and a machteshes.
What was the sakina? Was the sakina something that you were able to make tisha with? Was the tisha? Was it something that you can make a tisha with?
The sakin.
Yeah.
Sakin is always for tisha.
Oh yeah.
Kata
means the handle of a knife. I don't know what knife are you talking about. You talking about a regular knife, a regular cutting knife? Okay. So I'm going to tell you what. I don't want to be machria yet, but I want you to know that there's a machleikus apoiskim. I need a tiladav, and I'm going to find it for you. What happens if the sakin is a maducha dika sakin? Or it's even any other sakin. There's a sakin which is meant for maduch.
What should be the difference?
I mean like a big knife, a butcher knife, whatever.
No. Certain big knives knife. Which are meant for crushing. Maybe it's a thicker knife.
A big knife.
A thick knife. A thick knife. It's meant. It's meant to
small pieces, to cut.
Right. It's meant to crush something.
Yeah, by chefs. Chef's knives. By
is that the case of sakina? What happens in that sakina? Would you have kata the sakina?
What should be the difference?
It's a very big lafkamina. Maybe katsukini means you just need a regular knife.
It's difficult.
Because it's complete shino. What do you
mean? Why kata?
So I'm trying to tell you, could be when you use the handle of a maducha, it's takasar. I'm asking you, posh the kash, could you take the maducha? If you take the maducha, and instead of doing it regular, you took the handle part and you did it, what's the halach? What would you call that? Yeah, so maybe it's mutter because it's done with the handle and not the actual thing.
It's a shino.
Huh? So you're saying it works?
Yeah, yeah.
So who said? What? Maybe you need a sakina. Maybe you need a whole different thing.
Just the kind of you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Rabbi said, obviously it's not my fault. You didn't let me finish. You can't blame me. I want. So I guess we'll do it tomorrow.
And we were Simon that. We were Simon.
No, but I want to move, Rabbi. So, you know, you have to learn to let me talk. And we have to move. daf move. It has to move. Shalom aleichem. All right, well, tomorrow, let's move. We're daf game by. Come on, let's go. It's not so difficult. We'll just pay attention. Huh? You have to go?
Well, I'll just get
shoes. Okay, so whatever. If you want, we'll have that on the table.